This is HPR episode 2421 entitled, Project Interest. It is hosted by Lost in Bronx, and is about 9 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Lost in Bronx wonders how some projects die for lack of interest.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Lost in Bronx, and today I just want to bring up a single question and hopefully prompt some discussion, either in the comments or on some form of social media, that perhaps someone has an answer or has thoughts and ideas and might want to either reach out to me or to someone else who might have the same questions or wonder about the same issue. And basically it comes down to this: collaboration. Now, there's an awful lot that people have to say about projects and garnering enthusiasm for them in, say, open source software or other similar projects like that, some sort of open content project that maybe someone has come up with a grand idea and they've whipped something together and they've gotten a lot of people behind them that have interest in that. And I think that a fair number of developers, either of games or other applications, or anything, really, it applies to almost anything. How do you go about generating that kind of excitement in your vision, in your concept? And I've read a lot of talk about it over the years. A lot of people feel, especially like say with an open source software project, you need to come up with something that kind of encapsulates the idea. It doesn't have to be anywhere near finished. You just have to have something to show that really does, at least on some degree, represent the idea you're trying to get forward with your application. And if it's a good one, people will gravitate towards it and contribute. And I found that it's not that simple, either with that sort of thing or with other types of projects. Now this, I'll openly admit, this is all kind of selfish or self-centered in a way, because I tend to be a loner on my projects. I tend to do everything on my own, but I have a couple of ideas that simply cannot be achieved without the contribution of other people with particular skills that I don't possess. And trying to attract that sort of attention has been a challenge over the years. Now, again, that's me, and that's a problem that I'm trying to deal with and trying to wrap my head around. But I see other people going through the exact same thing. They have a project idea. They come up with something, a prototype, something that they show to other people, yet it just doesn't seem to grab anybody. Yet every time they mention it and they talk about it, everyone might say, wow, that's a great idea. I like that. Why don't you do something with that? Well, it's not for lack of trying, right? What's involved? I tend to believe that open source software projects, open content projects, artistic projects, all of those are as subject to the pressures of human social behavior and charisma as any other aspect of human life. If people can make their project look dazzling and reach out in a manner that seems exciting or modern or new, it's that part of it that seems to grab people much more than the actual content itself. You know, it's the show, not the tell, if that makes any sense. I don't understand where that comes from. I don't understand why that is important to people, except that flash attracts. You know, if you go fishing, you might throw one of those flashy fishing reels out or fishing lures out, whatever. I'm not a fisherman, obviously, but something flashy that flashes in the water and the fish is attracted and they bite on it. You know, if you put exciting buzzwords in your content description, a lot of times people fall for it, whether or not the rest of it is any good. And over you see this, that sometimes the very best projects just can't seem to grab anybody. And maybe it's because the people who are presenting it are not very good at presenting it. They're really good at the idea. They're really maybe very good at coding or writing or, you know, making video or whatever the project happens to be. Maybe they're very good at that part. But the part of actually dealing with human beings and selling this concept to them is elusive. I am an author, and I've written a kid's book, and it needs illustration. And I've tried over and over and over to find an artist who would work with me on this. But here's the thing. Every artist wants to get paid. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. I want to get paid, too. But the fact is, this will be a 50-50 project. That is to say, we put this thing together, and then we put it out there and see what we get, right? And whatever profits there are, they get split right down the middle. All right, that's done. That's what I've got going on. And if anybody's interested, by all means, you know, let me know. Or if you know someone who is, let me know. See, that's the thing, this networking thing, to let people know, hey, here's something cool. Here's something I think you might like, or here's something that's perfect for you. And they pass it along. There seems to be some element that gets broken for many people, myself included, but other people that have projects, they have this thing going on, and yeah, maybe it's not quite where it would be if you wanted to grab a lot of attention. Maybe it's partially broken, but the potential is there, right? And yet, the word doesn't go out, and people aren't excited, and nobody grabs it because it isn't flashy. It isn't someone standing up and saying, hey, 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 here's a song and dance. And while you're here at my medicine show, why don't you buy some of my magic potion that's going to make everything perfect? Sometimes it really is a magic potion and it does make everything perfect. But most of the time, it's just another thing, right? And it's often not even the good thing. The good thing is the one you don't even see. The one that's way back in the shadows. Projects that die by the wayside for lack of interest, even though the potential is tremendous. And it's because whoever is fronting it doesn't have the juice. They don't have the showmanship, the charisma to grab an audience, and then it's gone. This wonderful concept, this great idea, all of this work, it just goes away. It just dries up and blows away. Because, of course, the person who's got this idea, maybe it's one of, again, we're talking about an idea that requires other people to be interested in it. You know, and there are a lot of those. Like I say, I just talked about one that I have. For that lack of interest, they can't pursue it because they need someone else who's good at some other aspect of coding, who's maybe good at building a website, who's maybe good at maintaining a database, whatever it happens to be, right? Is there a good way to make all of this function? I don't know. I think whoever comes up with that secret sauce is going to change everything about projects and coding and open source anything. But I don't know that person, and that's certainly not me. So anyway, this is just really a short, I won't even say it's a true episode, because I don't have any conclusions. I'm just hoping that maybe we can start talking about how do we go about generating interest about what we're most fascinated with, what we're really, really enthusiastic about? Because clearly, being enthusiastic yourself doesn't necessarily bring enthusiasm into other people. It's about how we package this. It's about how we make it exciting to other people. And I hope someone has a clue. I don't think anyone's got the answer, but I hope someone has a clue about this, because I could use one, and I think a lot of other people can. This has been Lost in Bronx. Take care.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.